Hi. You're listening to our podcast. That's great.
I didn't start my new one. No!
Oh, we already recording.
Yeah, did not say you were going yet, you son of a bitch. I had my hand halfway down my pants before I saw you, what you were doing.
I was yelling at him right when we start the podcast.
I had two hands down my pants.
And Adrian had fucking all of his hands.
And they
down.
Weren't his.
They weren't mine.
Sorry, ruined this mood over there.
Adam has like really long hands, so he put them in my pants from America.
Go, go, gadget hands.
That's the speed. That's amazing.
Yeah, I wanted to see. I wanted to see if the air inside of if German air inside of German pants was different.
It is, right?
He discovered nothing new. Anyway, today's episode is brought to you by us role players. It's Mott. And we're doing Monsters of the Week, and everybody's here. Say hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, wait. Let me take two. Take two. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you sitting back there, Cass?
Hey.
I want all of us to do it at the same time.
Do what?
I want to say, like, hi.
One. All right. Two. Three, go.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to edit that out. So, yeah, we're playing Maat again, guys. The whole gang's here. Ecog Afisi, Blanco Marx, and Jezebel Rothschild. And they spent
it's
all of the last...
Out, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. They spent all the last episode eating donuts. Actually, they didn't eat their donuts. And questioning some people, and really not getting much new information. They got a name and an address. Well, they got an address, and they got another address from that first address. So that's. But then it started to get dark. I sort of steamrolled them, and they go into the club that they were supposed to go to. So
I mean,
that's where we are.
Sometimes things just go slow.
Sometimes the sun goes down, and it's time to clown. Yeah, here we go. That's about all you need to know for that. So let's get this little sucker on the way. You guys are on your little rickshaw mobile and old Ecog mobile. Ecog is running it, and y'all are in the back clunking along.
You know what the E stands for?
Electric.
Exactly. Yeah.
Enormous cog mobile. So you guys are running down the country road back to town, and then you get there, and you're in town.
Wow. Yay.
It was a bumpy ride. My bum hurts.
My feet hurt.
Oh, well.
Oh, now
so
do you...
say that I feel bad for you, but...
Do you try and sneak past the guy who you got this thing from, or you just...
I definitely try to sneak past him, yes.
Okay, do some attempts at that. Roll a sneaky.
I like how at the end of our fucking episode, you said you tried to get an experience point by saying, oh, hey, we saved that guy because we gave him money for his sick child. And now in the following episode, you say, oh, I'm going to totally try to steal this dude's cart.
Yes.
Wow, if that wasn't if that ain't what they said in the 1920s, which was a dick move. I don't know what it is.
Go ahead and roll it. Act under pressure roll there, big feller.
I'm gonna interfere. I want him to get caught.
Hey, oh, the iron lung. Look over here.
Hey buddy, look.
Jezebel.
It's a nine.
Did you
Jezebel
that?
Just goes, Jezebel. She's like a Pokemon. We're like, yes, we know that's your name.
Like, hey, Jezebel, distract the guy.
All right, so either you're gonna go, you're gonna try and like go out and around. So either you get the ECOG wheel stuck in a rut and you can't get it out, or you go around and a house and you run into a lady beating her clothes with one of those little old nets to get all the dust out of it. She's like, what are you doing back here?
I'll go and drive into the puddle thing.
Okay. You get the cog machine stuck in a rut.
Because I'll just park it there.
That's what I meant to do the whole time.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right, so you guys park
the rut. Bro. Dick move.
Totally meant to do that.
And you see there's like people sort of like filtering down the streets into like the back alley of that warehouse. All over the backyard of their grandma. What do you guys do?
I'm going to say that too.
No one else will get that, but that's a...
Yeah, I almost said it.
Anyway, they're all over the back alley of that warehouse. What are you guys doing?
I say we go and just yell pumpernickel at the guys. That's the password.
I don't think we should be shouting it, though.
Yeah, passwords are supposed to be secret.
Yeah, but I'm just yelling it because I want some bread, you see?
Let's go up to the door and see if we can get in.
I concur.
I want to be out on the roof by the end of the night.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure with those games, you will be in about 20 minutes.
So, yeah,
anybody in my mother's going to be buying you a drink, Jesse.
As you have the conversation, you walk around and you get to the little storm doors that go to the underneath the building. And there's a fella sitting there on a stool smoking a little cigarette. And he says, Hey,
we're here for the special bakery item, the pumpernickel.
Oh, the pumpernickels, eh? Okay.
Yeah.
He knocks on the little metal doors, clang, 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 and then it goes, opens up, and there's a little fellow there going, come on.
Yeah. All right, let's go get us some bread, boys.
Nice doing some business with you.
Yep.
She blows a kiss at him. Thank you, honey.
All right.
he's like, I don't have any genitals, so I'm a eunuch. They had to cut him off that way I wouldn't be tempted by ladies.
she doesn't care.
So you guys go down and you hear a lot more who's gowing this time around. People go, rah, 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 rah. I got a drink.
A lot of ooh, ooh.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh.
Yes.
You hear drinks clanking. Someone's going, moving their stool and it goes, ew.
So, yeah, the DJ's over there.
It's so noisy in here.
Is there anybody up on stage?
Oh, yeah, there's a fellow up there, a man of dark complexion with one of those. He's got a big straw hat on, and he's got some rolled up white sleeve shirt, and he's blowing harmonica. And it says, this is the fucking the bestest. You never thought there'd be a guy just playing harmonica by himself on stage. It could rival a whole band. This guy's it. He's just up there. But better than that, because I can't do it. Everybody's like, yeah. Well, here comes the best part.
Off the stage.
He's about to drop the bass. Ooh.
Oh my god. You see a hook come from the side of the stage.
No, not a hook. I'm not being officious. He's actually.
I'm kidding.
Did you say officious?
Is that a word?
I was about to ask, like, is that a real word?
No, you meant facetious.
No, that's a term. That's a term coined by ECOG Efficiency, whatever.
Yeah.
He
says. Yeah. I was just being efficious, guys.
He's being silly. Yeah, that's the scene before you. A big old party. Everybody's drinking and jumping and the stuff.
Major
Foos Gal
over here.
All right, I make sure to put on my thick rim glasses to make sure I look extra smart in here.
Whoa, and, smart over there. You see him put those things on? Holy shit.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, wink, I say out loud. So I kind of tap ECOG on the abs.
Yes.
Hey, it's a little loud in here, but where's the magic? Sniff it out there, big boy.
Look at these people. Who do you think looks suspicious?
Who do you think looks officious here?
Just look officious, yeah.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. You're the one that sniffs out the evil. Go ahead and get to it.
I want to do like a investigate a mystery, but like without magic first.
Without magic first?
Yes.
Whoa, okay. Overachiever.
Use your little peepers there. Use your sharpie, darp.
That's a 4.
You just failed that roll. You definitely know
you
you're at
used
a
the magic.
You know you're at a speakeasy. Does everybody having a good time? It looks like everybody's having a good time.
So, what I've concluded is there's a lot of people here, and they're partying.
Wow! Let me just get Louise right on that. Louise, write it down. Lots of people here. Wow! Holy shit! Wow! You should work for the news. Oh my. God, man, I nearly shit my pants. I never heard such a good story with just like a quick glance around the room. My God. I'm going to write that. Louise, give me my shit. And then I turn the paper on. It just says, you suck on it.
I was quite effusive of my investigation.
Yes, yeah. That's not a word. I don't know where you heard that from, but stop trying to turn your name into a word. It's not going to work. Now, my name, of course, you got blanko'd, right?
What does play code mean?
You don't want to find out, buddy.
I'm still figuring it out. You'll see.
How about you go and blanco over there?
I'm still trying to figure out where. I don't know. Where the hell's Jezzy at? Jezzy, where'd you go?
I'm right next to you.
Oh my God. You're supposed to learn that from Luis.
There's like 6 other girls dressed exactly like her.
Yeah, I like walk right past Jezzy, but I'm like, so Jezzy, what do you think about the scene here? Talk to
Are
a different girl.
Failing, huh? You won't dance with me?
How many butts have you had, Jezzy? Jesus. Oh my God. You smell
I'm
like
over
a
here, factory. You big palooka.
Oh, sorry. Ma'am, you look lovely.
Thank you, Shug.
Oh my God. He just starts wiping off his face. He pulls out a handkerchief and wipes his face, wipes his jacket, wipes his arms. Like, oh my God, it's not going to get the smell off of me.
What you find? What you find?
I'm nothing but disappointment. What'd you get?
Well, I see a lot of people that are dressed like me, and I find that very amusing.
Yeah, they all got the glad rags on, it seems. It's a party.
Yes. I'm always ready for a party. That's why I dress like this. And now, look at me. I'm ready for this party. Let's go, boys.
Wow, you're a regular Boy Scout.
She starts shaking her rear end, like, side to side, flapping her flappers. She's all, like, getting into the dancing.
She called her ass a rear end.
Yep.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I laughed so hard at that, I farted.
Should have lied. I wish you would have lied.
And then I kept laughing, and all my farts were coming out like little musical notes when I laughed.
You can start lying any second about that now. Any second you want to start lying about that.
Okay. It was like...
Okay.
Yep, that's how I was laughing.
Okay, great. That's great. So you're at the speakeasy. You got to figure out this mystery. There's a mystery to be solved. Solve it.
You know what I want to do? I want to go up to a random person, touch the butt, and see if there's any magic in them.
Oh my God.
Okie dokie, roll
ECOG,
your
roll. I can tell the look in your eyes. You're about to do something stupid.
Your roll of your weirdy boy, smeardy boy.
Yeah, man, I got to investigate the mystery.
That's
for the skid mark.
He got a 10. You touched the butt.
Yeah. Does he have any magic in him?
This guy's like, hey, Phil, you got to buy me a drink first.
I'm not here to buy any drinks. I'm here to fight magic.
Boy, watch where you're placing your hands there, fella. I think you're trying to touch this lady right beside me, who's also my wife, so don't touch her neither.
I'm not touching your wife. I'm touching your ass, Messer.
Well, I'd like you to refrain from that, please, and thank you. And you've, you don't, through his butt, you feel The joy of music.
There's a sentence you've never heard. And, through his butt, you feel the joy of music.
That's coursing through his body.
Okay, as I feel no matching, I'm like, okay, you're fine. You can go.
I'm just going to stay right here where I was enjoying my time. Thank you.
Is the police...
Good game.
I mean, I know it's kind of an odd question because it's like a speakeasy, but like, is there any... Like, the police chief obviously wouldn't be here. Was this one of the things he was cracking down on? I can't remember when I asked.
He did say he cracked down on some bootleg whiskey makers, moonshine.
Okay, so he definitely wouldn't be here. Okay. Or at least he wouldn't be here as himself if he were. Trying to see if I recognize anybody from the police station here that may be like undercover or something. You know what I mean?
You see that guy that was asking Jezebel if she'd be here. She said, he's like, oh shit. Damn girl. Damn girl's here, guys. I told you about her. Come on.
Oh, my reputation precedes me. She's going over and dancing.
Look at her. Look at her shaking her rear end. Sorry about my language.
Brother, her rear end is doing something to me. Watch your language.
They're all so trying to get them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Flash your bottom bits.
Poodle with the skirt.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only guy you see that you recognize from the police station.
All right, Ecock, I need you to focus real hard here, all right? Where is the shit going down? You said you felt some evil juju down here. Where is it? Where did you feel it last time?
I felt it on the stage, but I think that's not the stage that's evil, but that there was an evil person on the stage. So we need to find the right person.
Well, why don't you get close to the stage and see if you can get your mitts on it and, do a little...
I mean, I tried getting close to some people, but they weren't magical.
Try to feel it from the stage, man. Do you have to feel it from a certain person? You felt it in the walls earlier. Just touch the stage and do it. Do some of that old black minipippy magic.
You know, I'm not quite sure if you're like getting how this whole magic thing works, but I'll try it.
You know what? Maybe it's something that you never tried before. You know, maybe think outside the bun once in a while.
All right.
Taco Bell.
I go up to like the microphone and want to like touch the microphone and feel like the magic there.
There isn't a microphone. There's a man blowing harp.
Okay, then I want to touch him.
Just touch the stage, you big palooka. What's wrong with you?
You reach up and touch his leg. He's sitting on a stool. You reach up and touch his leg and roll your weird.
I just can't, but this guy, just every time.
A niner, 49er. And you're investigating a mystery?
Yep, I do investigate a mystery.
So you got one.
And
little...
I'm going to ask, what is being concealed here?
Okie dokie. You feel like this guy has definitely got a lot of bad juju vibes attached to him. You feel like it's, there's something to do with his music.
His music?
Yeah, you're feeling like this is something ain't right exactly here. As he goes, and he sort of shakes his leg so you let go of him. And then just does a little, he does a quick little
Then I like go back to the gang and I say, so I think this guy over there does evil music.
I have no idea what that means.
Evil,
it's like music but
it?
Evil.
It's like ragtime? You think ragtime is evil?
I think like his instrument or something might be like evil.
I don't know how you could think this is evil. It makes my keister go crazy.
You know, one thing I like about you, Jesse, is you're pretty much a one-dimensional character, just like me.
That's what I like about you.
You know, I like that what you see is what you get. And sometimes what you can't see is what you might get later.
The cop guy's like, you think?
I mean, not you specifically, but keep on dreaming there, copper. I won't tell if you won't.
How about you, go up to that music guy and, ask him stuff?
Yeah, sure. I'll just go up in the middle of a performance while everybody's dancing to it and cut the music and go ahead and talk to him, when he, and then he has to talk to me with the thing he's using to make the instrument noises that he's doing to entertain the crowd. Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that and make sure everybody here in the speakeasy wants to kick my ass.
Maybe he'll do it with sign language.
Yeah, maybe he'll fucking, how about you come up with something better there? You know, let me do the planning, okay? How about you just, you sniff the magic, I'll make the plans, and Jezebel will shake a keister, okay? Let's just make sure that that just happens.
How about you shake our keister together?
Why don't you go shake your keister with Jezebel? She'll show you how.
Teach me, senpai.
Yeah, senpai, go ahead and teach him.
She's all shaking her flappers. Well.
Like a couple of salt shakers back there.
How you shake it, baby. Shake it like a salt shaker.
I'm shaking it.
I'm shaking the park.
No ghost will ever be able to keep this server. All right, well, they're distracted. Does this gentleman who's up on stage, does it look like he has any sort of does he have any other instrumental cases or anything around him? Is he known specifically for the mouth harp, particularly the harmonica, as it were?
There's nothing else going on up there, and I mean, from all you can understand, that's all you see him doing right now. So,
is there any signs up or anything to say anything else that's happening tonight? Does it say his name on it anywhere?
No.
All right, I'm just gonna hit up one of the locals that are partying that look like maybe they've had a few.
Yeah, man.
Come on. Hey there, partier from the 60s. How are you?
Hey, what's up, dude? Hey, I can have whatever talking voice I want, man. Who says it's a time period of life where I got to talk from, dude? Huh?
Hey, no, you're exactly right there, kiddo. Hey, look, I got a question for you there, man. Who is this spectacular person on the stage? I've never heard him before.
Oh, you ain't heard him. You must be new in town, stupid idiot, because he's the best fucking guy you ever heard blow that mouth harp. You should have seen. He came here before. He sounded like he was killing a cat with that thing, but now he's pretty damn good. He must have went and practiced for a while. What?
No, oh, nothing. I stepped on a creaky board, and the sound of creaking really annoys me. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's fucking slow. Yeah, man, he's good. He's real good. He must have practiced for he was going for a while. Maybe we never seen him. He got laughed out of here, but he's really rocking it now.
All right. Well, I've got all I need from you. Hey, thanks, man. Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, you can go on. Bye.
I'm already walking away now.
Kagi boy, don't kick your leg like that. You're going to kick somebody in the head.
What are you fool?
Can you get my leg that high?
Hey, somebody ripped ass in here.
Watch where you're swinging those male dams.
He's fucking spinning around. Does nobody draw any attention to the fact that he's got fucking weapons equipped all over his body and he's standing in a goddamn speakeasy with all his fucking blades on his body?
I did forget to have the doorman ask him to drop his weapons, but there he's that's my fuck up, so they're in there now.
I was gonna say, how the fuck are they letting this dude jump around with big blades pointed everywhere while he's fucking dancing and spinning around and shit?
Watch when you're poking me with those things, fella. Come on, jigs.
No, he's just he's a big fan of the Renaissance. Don't worry, they're all fake. Exactly.
What the hell is that? Sounds like some froofy stuff. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it is. It's very, what'd you say, froofy?
Pretty folk talk, if you ask me.
What the hell is that? Out of town. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm very from Alphone, yeah.
He's not from America. He's from New Hampshire. He's from New England.
They ought to go back there, son of a bitch. Like your own country.
All right. I go ahead and place my hand on Jezebel's arm and Ecog's back. And I'm like, all right, gang, this is, I think, I don't know if there's anything else I want to. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Don't poke me with your poke sticks. look, I don't think we're in the right place here. This is just another unless there's something else that needs to be seen here, I think this guy made a deal with a devil.
Yes, that sounds evil.
So either we need to talk to him or we need to go find the devil. And we have an address for someone named Olivia. And I'm thinking that's probably where the root of all this madness is happening. Because clearly this Whiskey Tom, he ain't the guy who's casting the spells. A month ago, he sucked at using the thing and now he's spectacular at it. You do the math. You're seeking evil. We got to go find this evil menace that's making deals with humans. That's what I think is going on here. I've written a paper about it before.
I say, why would you want to stop this guy from sounding so great? He makes my legs go jiggy-jag.
Well, it's not that I want to stop him from being great, but he's probably going to die in like a month. That's usually how these things work.
I got to confiscate this instrument of him. For like
no, you don't need to confiscate it. We just need to go stop the thing that did the thing to the guy.
Like, that's an order I have from the order to, like, bring something back with, like, evil energy.
Wait, how about we just go... Why don't we just go chop the head off the creature that's doing this and you can take that back?
But I like the instrument.
Listen, all right, Ecog, look, I'm going to be straight with you here, all right? Look, if you go up there and you take that man's instrument while he's playing it, that's the only
now. I'm just saying that I might come back for it later.
Oh, hey, you know what? If you come back later, I'm not coming with you, but you go ahead and you have fun with that, all right? But here's the deal. We got to go take care of the thing that's doing the thing first, and then you can come back for the other thing.
Do you not want to, like, sleep first before we do this, like, other thing?
Oh, my God. I didn't say we got to do it, like, right now. I'm just saying there's nothing to do here. Oh, my God, you foreigners. Look, I'm sorry, Ecog. It just, it's really loud in here, and it smells like butts, and I hate it. Both the cigarettes and the asses. I just want to get out of here.
I'm sorry for the butt smell.
Yeah, I assume it was you. It smells like sauerkraut. Jezebel, I mean, maybe you want to go around and do some dancing, get a little bit more information if you like, but, you know, I think I got everything I need to know here.
All right, well, I guess I'll get my giggle water later. Can I get it to go, though?
I mean, doubtful. I mean, it's prohibition times.
Oh, such a killjoy. Fine, let's go.
Just go ahead and knock a few back. It's fine. We're going to go sleep on it, and then we'll go take care of the situation tomorrow.
Wonderful, wonderful. Bartender, can I get 5 shots of whiskey, please?
Those 5 guys that you were hanging out with, they all throw like money on the table, like, hey, we'll buy one.
They told you, 20 minutes.
The bartender's like, all right, you simps.
Thank you, boys. Very generous of you.
Hey, do you want me a drink as well?
Fine, here you go. She hands him one of the shots and goes,
thanks.
I imagine that fucking Louise is trying to pull out like a 20 for Ecog. She's a horny old bat.
And I wink to the guy that like paid for like drink.
He's like, oh, all right.
Louise, you're all, oh my God, you're plastered already. God, you're on the job, Louise.
You see her like, somebody's turning her back from their table and there's like, they have like a few little like drops left in her drink. She's peeing a glass of one.
she's soaking up all the fucking leftovers. She's going to all the bust shit and she's all like,
fly.
Yeah, no, she
see her doing the joy route where she's all like dancing next to no, that's not joy, it's in Baby Mama where she's all like dancing and like trying to pretend like she's pregnant, but then there's like the lady holding her drink dancing on the dance floor and she's all like reaching over and trying to drink out of her drink while she's dancing.
This one that's got like it's got cigarette butts in it and she's just drinking them anyway.
Yeah.
She's dead. She doesn't care. All right, Louise, you've had enough, young lady. Come with me.
She just walks as fine as she normally does because she probably can't get drunk because she's dead.
Yes, I understand. All right, Louise, let's go. Let's go get you. Let's go get you in your suitcase.
I think I might have found like a flaw in your plan there. And that is, where do we sleep?
That's not a flaw in my plan.
Then yes, where did we get a room?
I just didn't the Ma'at set us up?
Did they?
Yeah, boss.
Louise, did my... I set us up check notes.
She holds up like a note that says, easy water boarding house.
There we go. See, easy water boarding house. Let's go.
They are full of everything. How miraculous.
Yeah. You know, it's they can't just send us over here without some sort of accommodations. We're on a boat and a train for like 7 weeks.
It's sucking.
Yeah, it sucked all of the ass. It wasn't a peaceful time. It was terrible. I had diarrhea half the trip.
I was so nervous on that ship.
God, every time the ocean moved, I thought the Kraken was going to come and take our boat with us.
I kept getting flashbacks of icebergs.
Oh, man. Don't even get me started on icebergs.
God, I had such talks with Louise on that boat.
What?
What?
You say you did what, Louise?
I had such good talks with her.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Once you give her a few, she just never shuts her damn mouth. The whole time I was just thinking like, boy, a Kraken's going to take us, or we're going to hit an iceberg. We're going to go the way the, whatever that big boat was that wasn't supposed to sink.
I think it was probably called the Etanic.
Enormous Tanic.
Yeah, let's just go to the Sea Salt Inn or whatever it was called, okay?
Easy waterboarding house.
And you go there, and you sleep, and then you wake up in the morning.
Wow, I feel so refreshed. Oh, hang on, I unzip my suitcase. Zzz, Louise, how'd you sleep? Yeah, that's about how I feel too. That's probably not a zippy suitcase. It's probably like one of those big old fucking trunks. Like,
yeah, the clips. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Although they had zippers. I know they did. okay, so let's go to, what was that? 5050 Black Hawk Inn. What is the name of that street? Where Olivia
lives? Black Hawk Inn.
5050 what?
5050 Sunrise Avenue. Sandlot Drive. I'm really glad I take notes.
I'm glad you take notes too.
Hey, I have Louise for that. It's fine.
Who do you think is controlling Louise?
I built Blanco to have my brain. Or at least that part of my brain that can't remember things, and now I have a reason. He doesn't have to. He has Louise. Louise will do it. So let's go to 50 Sandbug Drive.
Excellent.
We need to go get the rickshaw again first.
Oh my god, why? How far away is this place? Check on the map. Grab a map.
Pause your game and you see on your map it's about as far out of town as the other place was, a little bit further even. Into the swampier parts of the
Go get the Cogmobile.
I believe I'm saying it.
Yeah, I'm a little inside. I'm one step closer to Louise now.
So you go out there and you see that fella who you rented it off of looking at it like, who in the hell? He's like dragging his horse over. He's like, come on, Biscuit, we got to drag this thing out of him. Them fools must have got all swashed up on what they ain't supposed to be drinking and got themselves all pickled. Come on. Come on, Biscuit, let's drag it on out of there.
Good morning.
Fuck you.
to pull the carmobile out of the swamp.
Oh, you going to help me get out of this little ditch you left it in there, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't even bring it back to me, huh?
I parked it there.
I had to charge you for all night keeping that from me. I was up sick worrying about that thing.
There's no reason to worry. It was totally fine.
Take my livelihood disappears over all night. I didn't know where it was, where you was. I was pretty perplexed, pretty worried, concerned even. Anyways, drag it out of there if you can, you jerk.
I hope that's this guy's new thing, is what you jerk at the end of every sentence.
Well, if he's a jerk, I'm going to call you.
Get out of there, you jerk.
Give him a shove push to the side. And I pull on the cartmobile.
Real tough.
You're pulling real hard on the cogmobile?
Yeah, I'm pulling real hard on the cog.
He's pulling his cog real hard.
Not hard enough. Wow, 2 and 1 + 1. Wow.
All right, fella, why don't you just back off? I'll get Biscuit tied up this thing. He'll get that out of there real quick, like, and you can just not be here.
You know, I think I just slipped or something. I'm totally capable of doing this.
He's hooking the horse up to it. Yeah, all right, yeah, you want, go ahead and try, get behind it maybe. While Biscuit's pulling, you can push. How's that sound to you, fella?
Okay. Let's do this together, horsey.
All right, try again. Yeah, plus
could
one.
Just have Louise do it, but...
Fine.
Wow.
I gave you a plus one, so you get a 6, I guess. So,
it's still a fail.
It's a fail. 6 is a fail. Oh, well, yeah. You fall down in the muddy rut.
Damn
face
you, gravity.
First.
and then the wagon starts to like roll and some mud splatters up on your face again as the horse pulls it out. Poor Ecog.
Well, I'm just laying there, pulling my hand up. A cog wants to go up.
Good try there, feller. See you later, jerk.
Just waving from the ground.
See you later, you jerk.
Come on, Biscuit. And he fucks
you're,
off.
Durr, that guy was a jerk.
What was he thinking?
Yeah, Louise will help you up. It's fine. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to get dirty. Go ahead and help him, Louise. It's fine.
She like stands like the edge of the little rut, like with her legs like all spread apart, and she puts both her hands down.
She's surprisingly sturdy. If you get a chance when she's changing her bloomers, check out them games.
She never changes her bloomers, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're, it's always the same. They're permanently sewn to her body. Trust me, 40 years ago, she was the belle of the ball. The hottest thing since... hot things, hot coals, all those things. You get it. The hottest thing since the invention of fire. Yeah.
Sherlyn Avenue.
Yeah. Alright, let's head on down to what is it, 50 Sunrise Boulevard, and we're going to go and check out this lady's and house.
Dad, without the cartmobile, which is really sad.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to have to walk. We got to stretch our legs a little bit. You know, I got away sticks. Got to keep them warm just in case shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Whatever fan is.
Literally.
Right. So you walk there. You get there.
We walk there.
Did you eat any breakfast?
I assume that we ate like the complimentary breakfast from the Sea Salt Inn or whatever.
I fed you. All right, so you get there about, it takes you like half the day. You get there about midday-ish, walking out there.
It takes us half the day? Holy shit.
I hate walking without wheels attached to me.
I hate not feeling like a horse and carriage.
I don't go as fast.
Mostly because it's also very overgrown once you get out there, and you eventually find like this old rickety little old shack. Out in the bayou area.
Excellent. All right, Ecog, do your thing, buddy.
What is the thing?
Use your
magic
sniffer.
Thing.
Oh yeah, all right, yeah, magic.
Yeah, last time you tried to not do that, it didn't work out so well for you. So you know, stick with what you're good at. That's what old Pappy Pistol used to tell me.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. So I want to like punch the door.
Okay, it's
what is with you when striking inanimate objects? That can't be how your magic works.
Splinters and flies over.
Okay.
You get another one
leveled
harm.
Up yet?
You get one. Well, actually, what happens? What's the name for a failure on kick some ass? Is anything different?
You just get your ass beat, or you lose something valuable if you take damage or something. Really, it's up to you on a fail. It's up to whatever you want.
You know, yeah, you get another harm, and
did the other harm like heal over the sleep?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
You have another one harm.
You're another.
Doors in America.
The door like kind of like shutters and has a crack down it, but you don't really move it.
We make our doors out of particle board over across the pond. I can break them easily. They're practically paper.
I'm punching interior doors, not exterior doors.
Let me just feel if there's like any magic hindering me from opening this door.
Yes, it's a magical invention called a door lock.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been using that magic for years.
13, baby.
Magic over there in, so much better.
Damn.
Do they have them over there in Brighton? I told you to stick with what you're good at, you nincompoop.
So you investigate a mystery.
Since I have like two questions, I want to say, what can hurt it?
What is door's weakness?
You discern there's nothing magical about the door. Any sort of axe or smashing implement or your shoulder, if you hit hard enough, could destroy it.
Interesting. And what happened here?
Well, you are feeling some really bad vibes here, and you feel like, specifically, since you know maybe the like particularities of magical vibrations, it's not you don't think this is where anything. There was nothing entered this from an extra-dimensional portal or whatever might have happened when there was extra-dimensional energy, but you feel like there's some communication type of vibes in the air, like there was communications done here.
I think someone used an evil telephone here.
Evil telephone.
Well, if that ain't a pairing of words I've never heard before.
So somebody communed with some evil spirits or something, I think.
What are you trying to say? There's somebody evil living here, or there's just lots of evil meetings going on here?
Maybe the Council of Evil People meet here.
A Council of Evil People?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they do.
The COEP. The COEP, of course.
How about we let Louise try and break the door, because she seems really strong.
I mean, have you tried turning the knob?
No.
Where would the fun in that be?
I'm going to try it before you strike the door again, all right? Just to make sure that we're not, wasting our energy here.
Okay.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
it turns.
The doorknob turns?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you open it?
I crack it open just a bit, and then I go knock, 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 knock.
Magic.
There's no answer.
All right.
Does Ecog say magic?
Huh? Does Ecog say magic when I open the door?
Yeah.
Magic.
How did you
do that?
I told you, I got a gift. Stick at what you're good at. I'm good at opening doors, see? Stick at me, kid. There's never going to be a door that you'll never be able to go into. Jesse, what are you doing back there?
I'm waiting on you boys. Jeez, could you take any longer?
Yes, we could.
You can punch good. The wall instead of the
Does
door.
Does anybody have a butt?
Oh, my God. I'm sending you to a class.
How to cover butts.
Yeah, butts and keisters. That's all you ever think about. Butts and keisters and derrieres and backsides and hindquarters and whatever the hell else you say. Your hind, what'd you say? Your posterior, hind end, what'd you say?
My rear end?
Your rear end. Yeah. It's butts and all those things. God, I mean, I'm telling you. God, maybe you should make a deal with a demon so you can sing a different tune.
maybe I can make a deal and I can have a lifetime of butts. Then I wouldn't have to worry about asking anybody for them.
Yeah, lifetime of butts, short life of cancer. Absolutely.
Absolutely not. I've made a deal with the devil. I mean, I didn't say that out loud.
Hey, you know what? I believe you. You know, maybe you should come in here and talk. You know, it's a lady who lives here in Indolivia, I presume. Maybe you should come and have a word in case we run into him.
Yes, yes. Is there anybody in here? Olivia, are you in here?
There's no answer.
Huh. I don't think she's here. I can't talk to her then. Sorry.
Oh, well, spectacular. So glad that we tried that. All right. I would like to... I'm going to step inside. I'm going to... Well, actually, no, I'm not going to do that first. I am going to open the door and peer inside before I step in because, you know, Blanco's seen his share of weird shit. He wants to make sure there ain't no boobies traps or anything that he might step on that might get him in trouble or blow him and his friends up.
As the door opens, a pair of boobies fly right out at you. Blue boobies.
Whoa, I dodge him and Louise catches him.
Just kidding. Just so you kidding. Open the door and you see it's an old dilapidated little building. There's a little round table in the middle, like the floor there, with seven stools around it, and there's some old candles all around the table, and like a bowl there, and some other shit you can't really make out from where you are, but that's what you see.
Now, is it a bowl from Bowls, Bowls, Bowls?
Can't discern that from where you're sitting, standing.
Okay. May I read a bad situation?
You can fucking go ahead.
I'm gonna try anyway.
Yeah, brother.
An eight.
Nice.
Mixed success. You get a uno.
I'm gonna guess or ask, are there any dangers I haven't noticed?
Not really here. As you're looking around, it looks there's some new fresh cobwebs like hanging over the area. It looks like no one's been here very recently.
Like an oxymoron, fresh cobweb.
Yeah.
So there's fresh cobwebs and what else?
That's really about you. It looks like there's been no one here. There's a nice layer of dust on the floor. No footprints that are new.
Okay.
Nothing really. Only anybody's been here recently.
All right. All right, gang. Let's split up and search for clues.
Maybe just like a secret hidden door or something.
Hey, you know what? You find that door. You yell out the magic word.
Pumpernickel.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're taking it for ourselves. We're appropriating pumpernickel. All right. Okay. So I'll start here with all the... Actually, yeah, I'll start here with the... Wait, before I go into that, is it a shack or is it like a house?
It's like a shack.
Is there multiple rooms or is it just this room?
It's mostly the one room. There's like little like partition sort of things where there's like a little tiny old kitchen little area and like, you know, like a little corner where like a bed goes. But that's really about it.
Jesse, does this look familiar to you? Seven chairs and a bowl. Like, what's that mean? Do you think there's seven people living in this little shack? I don't think so.
To me, it looks like somebody has been doing some sort of ritual around here.
What kind of ritual? What does that mean? A ritual of what? Are they communing with demons?
It could be. It could be with the bowl in the middle. I can only suggest that that would be the only thing that I can think of.
How does it work? You said you've done this before? Were you kidding? You better spill the beans right now, little lady.
I don't know what you're talking about. So
What I'm talking about. I'll give you all the butts in the world if you tell me the truth right now. Go.
Hey, you guys, now you're actually in there looking at the table. You see there's like a little, would you maybe call it a pentagram drawn on the table with the candles at each corner of the thing.
That's evil.
I right. See, it's nothing that evil. You see, I sold my soul to the devil a long time ago. I sold it for, you know, youth, and, you know, it's payment when I die eventually. I don't know when it's going to be, but you know what? I'm a couple hundred years old. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's spectacular. Well, that means that you have some experience with this.
New lore for Jezebel we learned today.
It looks like when we are doing End of Mystery, we learn something new about one of
the
All right, so I have like a little chemistry test kit that I'm going to just assume that I have like a little satchel that I carry shit in.
Or Luis carries it for you?
Or Louise probably carries it for me. She's my satchel. I keep my luggage in a luggage bag. So, Louise, the test kit. No, not that Louise. Yes. No. That one. I'm just going to get like a little tube, and I'm going to try to scrape some of that pentagram off of the table and like maybe some of the dust and like any sort of chemicals or particles.
Before you like try to destroy it. How about you try to summon what has been summoned here, and then maybe we get to talk with the entity that was like summoned here, and then we can ask them who called them.
I would rather not let a demon know that we are on the trail of what they are doing.
But they could tell us what they're up to.
Yeah, of course. They'd be like, hey, you know what? Hey, guys who hunt demons. Hey, you know what? This is what I'm doing, and here's where I live. Why don't you come on over and just slap them handcuffs right on me and shoot me in the face with some salt?
Exactly,
yeah, that'll go well. Of course. Yes, all devils want to be caught there, Econ God. Have you ever fought a demon before?
I have, and they've been very cooperative.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe over there in old Brighton, maybe they're cooperative. But over here in America, they suck. They suck hard. They suck fast. We got to get the drop on them.
They shall not suck my cock.
You know, maybe over there in Brighton, you can say, hey, are you the vampire that sucks blood? They go, yeah, that's me. Yes, yes, kill me, please. You know, but over here, they don't do it that way.
Strange customs you have here.
Strange customs. Oh my God, one of these days, E-cuck.
Wow, cruise to the moon.
Yeah, you know what? But right now, I don't feel like making a collect call to a demon from another dimension. See, I want to make sure that we're going to get the drop on that little son of a bitch.
Yes, fine. Yes. Let's get the drop on him. Let's get it.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take a little sample of this stuff and keep it in my little, in a little tube in my bag.
Ooh,
is there any sulfur smell here? Do we smell sulfur?
Do a sniff roll.
Ben.
Musty and old smells. Dusty and old mustiness.
Well, damn. I thought I was going to find some sulfur here. I thought that was going to be a clue. See?
See? What? Yeah, see?
Well, he does that. I want to investigate a mystery.
Can I also have Louise draw a picture while he's doing that of the scene of the bowls and the pentagram and how everything was situated?
Yeah.
Louise. A sketchbook and watercolors and pencils are part of my gear.
Oh, excellent. She's fucking going at it.
Yeah.
And ECOG has failed his sharp roll. You discern nothing.
I have so many bad rolls in a row, it's like...
Yeah, you probably got like 3 levels up by now.
Jezebel, why don't you take a quick run around real quick, make sure there ain't nothing that we missed, you know, since you have a little bit more experience with this kind of thing.
That seems nothing like out of the ordinary to me.
As you're looking around there, Ecock Afiki, guess what you see? An old broken piece of mirror, and you look into it, and you're cursed. I forgot about your curse until the last episode when I was looking at your shit. Your cursed reflection looks at you and says, and he flips you off, I guess. He can't really do anything, but he starts doing some like real fucked up old Evil Dead Ash William shit. Like he pulls his eyelids down and like, making a funny face, and then he starts poking himself in the eye and like starts mashing your reflection smashes your own eye in back of your head and puts his tongue out at you and flips you off again.
Fuck you, mirror me.
And
I just take the mirror and like throw it out of the window.
Excellent.
Louise, did you get that? Did you draw him throwing the mirror? Jezebel.
Yes, I got it.
God, quit looking around for butts. I'm telling you, if you find any old stinky butts here, you're welcome to smoke them.
I was looking for nothing. I wasn't looking for anything. Don't worry about it.
I'm on to you. Louise is on to you. We're all on to you. But you have the most experience with this thing, second to this guy, maybe even first before this guy. So maybe you can, maybe there's something else. What can you tell me about these? You said you made a deal with a devil, right? A demon? A devil? What's the difference? I don't know.
No, the devil.
With the devil? Lucifer himself?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
The fallen child.
Yes.
Mm. Anyways. So what can you tell me about making a deal with a devil, in fact? I mean, do you think this is demonic? What are we dealing with here?
I think we definitely may have crossed paths with the crossroads devil or demon. I don't know. It sounds about right. He seems to be the one that people like to go to get those fancy dancy music abilities these days. I don't know. That's what I've heard.
Interesting. Keeper, may I investigate a mystery based on this information and information that I have?
Yeah, motherfucker, go ahead.
Fuck.
It's nothing happening today.
Shit. Well, I leveled up at least. I'll take care of that later. All right. Oh, damn. Louise, you didn't bring the full notebook. Shit.
All right. This is the wrong notebook, Louise. Damn it, Louise.
Damn it, Louise. Is there anything else here that we could? Because we kind of have a dead end now. Like we don't know who this Olivia is. There's no sign of Olivia, so we have to track her somewhere.
Are there any pictures of her anywhere?
No, good question.
No, señorita, no.
No pictures. Okay.
Hmm.
Is there any like personal items besides the like seven seats and the pole in the middle?
No.
I'm going to increase my sharp.
Ooh, he's sharp.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something fun for my level up.
Oh, that's all great. Right.
So,
good.
There's no pictures. We need to find this woman. She lives on the outskirts by the bayou, you said. Is the place that the detective told us that he saw what's his name crawling out to, was this the vicinity he was talking about?
It very well could be. He did say he was going out into the middle of nowhere. Or going
you
out,
mentioned
going out.
There's seven chairs, one bull, pentagram.
Mm.
Mm. That means that there's likely more people that made a deal. Now, were they communicating from here? You said crossroads. Is there a crossroads? Do we have a map of this place?
Probably, maybe. Roll a sharp. See if you're sharp enough to have a map.
I have an 8 for a map.
You got a map. Yeah, fucking, you got a
map.
Right.
Are there any crossroads on this map that look like they have some, maybe less traffic that maybe we can go and investigate?
There's one that looks like it's not too far away.
Right. Well, you know what? That's a good place to start as any. Guys, look, on the map here, you mentioned a crossroads demons, right, Jezebel?
I think
yes.
Like crossroads, like a crossroads between like the demon's realm and our realm.
Right. Well, I haven't dealt with a crossroads demon. I've dealt with demons, but not a crossroads one. So I'm a little out of my element here, but hopefully they're all in the same, I'd say up and up, but they're not in the up and up, so fuck them. So I say maybe we go check out crossroads, make sure, you know, just kind of cover that base while we're trying to figure out who this Olivia is. And if we see any passersby, we can ask some questions.
Maybe you'll find some forest people.
Hey, you know what? Anything's possible in this workaday world. Why don't we just head on out? Let's hoof it. Let's get on the getaway sticks and make our way over to the crossroads.
Yes, let's go. I gotta get out of here.
To the Cartmobile.
Yes.
To the cockmobile. You turn towards the door, and you feel a cool breeze fly through the building, and the door slams shut. Kaplang! We'll be right back.